Recorded Books is proud to present the Pimsleur Language Program, the world's most effective method for teaching foreign languages. By using the Pimsleur Language Program, you will find that learning to speak a language has never been easier.
This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's Czech. Listen to this conversation.
Promiňte, rozumíte anglicky?
Ne, nerozumím.
Trochu rozumím česky.
Jste Američan?
Ano.
In the next few minutes, you'll learn not only to understand this conversation, but also to take part in it yourself. Imagine an American man meeting a Czech woman. He wants to begin a conversation, so he says, "Excuse me."
Promiňte.
The Czech speaker is going to repeat this word, part by part, starting from the end. You are to repeat each part after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Be sure you repeat aloud.
Te. Miň. Miňte. Pro. Promiňte. Promiňte.
How do you say excuse me in Czech?
Promiňte.
Listen to that again and repeat after the speaker.
Promiňte. Pro. Promiňte.
Did you hear the rolling R? This sound is extremely common in Czech. Once again, say, excuse me.
Promiňte. Promiňte.
Now he wants to ask her if she understands English. First, here's the word for English. Listen and repeat.
Anglicky. Cky. Cky. Gli. Glicky. An. Anglicky. Anglicky.
This word has a TS sound in the middle, as at the end of the English word cats. Say again, English.
Anglicky.
Now say, excuse me.
Promiňte.
Listen to the speaker and repeat after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound like his.
Promiňte. Promiňte.
Say again, English.
Anglicky.
Now he wants to ask her, do you understand English? Just listen.
Rozumíte anglicky?
Here's the word that means, you understand. Listen and repeat.
Rozumíte. Te. Mí. Míte. Zu. Zumíte. Ro. Rozumíte? Rozumíte.
Say again, you understand.
Rozumíte.
Notice again the rolling R which begins this word. Say it again.
Rozumíte.
Do you remember how to say English?
Anglicky. Anglicky.
Now try to tell her, you understand English.
Rozumíte anglicky. Rozumíte anglicky.
Now the woman asks, do you understand? Just listen.
Rozumíte? Rozumíte?
To ask a question in Czech, you simply change the intonation. Try to ask, do you understand?
Rozumíte? Rozumíte?
Did your intonation match the speaker's? Ask again, do you understand?
Rozumíte?
Say, excuse me.
Promiňte.
How do you ask the woman? Do you understand?
Rozumíte? Rozumíte?
Say again, English.
Anglicky. Anglicky.
Ask, do you understand English?
Rozumíte anglicky? Rozumíte anglicky?
The woman answers, no. Listen and repeat.
Ne. Ne. Ne.
How did she say no?
Ne.
Ask her again if she understands.
Rozumíte? Rozumíte?
Ask her again, do you understand English?
Rozumíte anglicky? Rozumíte anglicky?
How does she answer? No.
Ne. Ne.
Here's how to say, I understand. Listen and repeat.
Rozumím. Mím. Mím. Zumím. Zumím. Ro. Ro. Rozumím.
Did you hear the M sound at the end? Say again, I understand.
Rozumím.
Try to say, I understand English.
Rozumím anglicky. Rozumím anglicky.
Listen to I understand and you understand together.
Rozumím. Rozumíte. Rozumím. Rozumíte.
Say, you understand.
Rozumíte. Rozumíte.
Listen and repeat to practice the rolling R.
Rozumíte. Roz. Rozumíte.
And now say, I understand.
Rozumím. Rozumím.
Say, excuse me.
Promiňte. Promiňte.
Ask her, do you understand?
Rozumíte?
Now ask her, do you understand English?
Rozumíte anglicky?
How does she answer? No.
Ne. Ne.
And what word means I understand?
Rozumím. Rozumím.
Now she wants to say, I don't understand. Listen and repeat.
Nerozumím. Ne. Ne. Nerozumím.
Say, I don't understand.
Nerozumím.
It's the
ne
at the beginning that makes this negative. Listen again.
Nerozumím.
Did you hear how the speaker stressed the beginning of the word? In Czech, patterns of stress are an important part of correct pronunciation. You will need to pay attention to these patterns so that your speech will sound natural. Once again, say, I don't understand.
Nerozumím.
Did you stress the beginning? Say again, I don't understand.
Nerozumím. Ne? Rozumím. Nerozumím.
And how does she say, I understand?
Rozumím.
Try to say, no, I don't understand.
Ne, nerozumím. Ne, nerozumím.
Say English.
Anglicky.
Say, no, I don't understand English.
Ne, nerozumím anglicky. Ne, nerozumím anglicky.
Do you remember how to say, excuse me?
Promiňte. Promiňte.
Ask the woman, do you understand?
Rozumíte? Rozumíte?
Ask her if she understands English.
Rozumíte anglicky? Rozumíte anglicky?
She answers, no, I don't understand.
Ne, nerozumím. Ne, nerozumím.
She says, I don't understand English.
Nerozumím anglicky. Anglicky.
Now here's how to say Czech, meaning the Czech language. Listen and repeat.
Česky. Ski. Ski. Če. Če. Česky. Česky.
Did you pronounce that as the speaker did? Say Czech.
Česky.
Say, I understand.
Rozumím.
Say, I understand Czech.
Rozumím česky. Rozumím česky.
Now try to tell her that you don't understand Czech.
Nerozumím česky. Nerozumím česky.
Ask, do you understand?
Rozumíte? Rozumíte?
How do you ask the woman if she understands English?
Rozumíte anglicky? Rozumíte anglicky?
How does she answer? No, I don't understand.
Ne, nerozumím. Ne, nerozumím.
Now she asks, do you understand Czech?
Rozumíte česky? Česky?
You want to say, I understand a little. Just listen.
Trochu rozumím. Trochu rozumím.
First, a little. Listen and repeat.
Trochu. Chu. Tro. Trochu. Trochu.
Did you hear the sound in the middle of that word? It's a sound we don't have in English, but it's common in Czech. Say a little.
Trochu. Trochu rozumím.
Say again, I understand a little. Be careful with the two rolling R sounds.
Trochu rozumím. Trochu rozumím.
Say, I understand Czech.
Rozumím česky. Rozumím česky.
Say again, a little.
Trochu.
Try to say, I understand Czech a little.
Trochu rozumím česky. Trochu rozumím česky.
The woman wants to ask, are you American? First, the word American. Listen and repeat.
Američan. Chan. Chan. Američan. Američan.
Say American. Remember the Czech pattern of stress.
Američan.
Here's how to say, you are. Listen and repeat.
Ste. Ste. Ste.
Literally, you're just saying, are. You is understood. Now, how would she say, you are American?
Ste Američan. Ste Američan.
And how would she ask, are you American?
Ste Američan?
Say, excuse me.
Promiňte.
Ask her, do you understand English?
Rozumíte anglicky? Rozumíte anglicky?
She answers, no, I don't understand.
Ne, nerozumím. Ne, nerozumím.
How does she ask? Are you?
Ste? Ste?
How does she ask? Are you American?
Ste Američan? Ste Američan?
How does she ask, do you understand English?
Rozumíte anglicky? Rozumíte? Rozumíte anglicky?
And how does she ask, do you understand Czech?
Rozumíte česky? Rozumíte česky?
Say a little.
Trochu. Trochu.
Say, I understand Czech a little. Remember the word order.
Trochu rozumím česky. Trochu rozumím česky.
Now she asks again, are you American?
Jste Američan? Jste Američan?
Here's how to say, yes, listen and repeat.
Ano. Ano.
Say, yes.
Ano.
She asks again, are you American?
Jste Američan? Jste Američan?
Say, yes.
Ano.
Now she asks you, do you understand Czech?
Rozumíte česky? Rozumíte česky?
Answer, yes, I understand Czech.
Ano, rozumím česky. Rozumím česky.
Say a little.
Trochu. Trochu.
Say, I understand a little.
Trochu rozumím. Trochu rozumím česky.
I understand Czech a little.
Trochu rozumím česky. Trochu rozumím česky.
Say again that you understand Czech a little.
Trochu rozumím česky.
She asks again, are you American?
Jste Američan? Jste Američan?
Answer, yes.
Ano. Ano.
She says, excuse me.
Promiňte.
She asks you, do you understand Czech?
Rozumíte česky? Rozumíte česky?
Answer, yes, I understand Czech a little.
Ano, trochu rozumím česky. Ano, trochu rozumím česky.
Ask her if she understands English.
Rozumíte anglicky? Rozumíte anglicky?
She answers, no, I don't understand.
Ne, nerozumím. Ne, nerozumím.
She asks again, are you American?
Jste Američan? Jste Američan?
Answer, yes.
Ano. Ano.
Now sit back and listen to a Czech conversation, the same one you heard at the beginning of this lesson.
Promiňte, rozumíte anglicky?
Ne, nerozumím.
Trochu rozumím česky.
Jste Američan?
Ano.
Listen to it again.
Promiňte, rozumíte anglicky?
Ne, nerozumím.
Trochu rozumím česky.
Jste Američan?
Ano.
Now you're the American man, sitting next to the Czech woman. You want to begin a conversation. What do you say to get her attention?
Promiňte. Promiňte.
She doesn't answer you. Ask her if she understands.
Rozumíte? Rozumíte?
Ask her if she understands Czech.
Rozumíte česky?
Still no answer. Now ask her if she understands English.
Rozumíte anglicky? Rozumíte anglicky?
Ne.
How does she tell you that no, she doesn't understand?
Ne, nerozumím. Ne, nerozumím.
How does she ask you if you understand Czech?
Rozumíte česky? Rozumíte česky?
Tell her, yes, you understand Czech a little.
Ano, trochu rozumím česky. Ano, trochu rozumím česky.
How does she ask you if you're American?
Jste Američan? Jste Američan?
Tell her, yes.
Ano.
She'll ask you a question. Try to answer it truthfully.
Rozumíte anglicky? Rozumíte anglicky?
Ano, rozumím anglicky.
She'll ask you another question. Answer it using the Czech word, which means a little.
Rozumíte česky? Rozumíte česky?
Trochu. Trochu rozumím česky. Ano, trochu rozumím česky.
Let's try that conversation again. What do you say to get someone's attention?
Promiňte.
Ask the woman if she understands.
Rozumíte?
Ask her if she understands Czech.
Rozumíte česky?
Ask her if she understands English.
Rozumíte anglicky?
Ne, nerozumím. Ne, nerozumím.
Tell her that you understand Czech a little.
Trochu rozumím česky.
How does she ask you if you're American?
Jste Američan?
Answer, yes.
Ano.
Answer her next question.
Rozumíte anglicky?
Ano, rozumím anglicky.
Answer the next question using the word for a little.
Rozumíte česky? Rozumíte česky?
Ano, trochu. Trochu rozumím. Ano, trochu rozumím česky.
And that's true. Now you do understand Czech a little. Don't be concerned if you haven't made every response correctly. Everything you've just learned will be reviewed in future units. If you have mastered about 80% of the material in this lesson, you're ready to move on to the next. Otherwise, you should invest another 30 minutes in doing this unit over again. This is the end of Unit 1 and the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with Track Number 2.